Hi, I wanted to take a short minute to talk to you about a concern most people have after going through this system, and that is thinking, this will not work for me. I know you're probably thinking, some of you, you may be thinking, well, my product is different, my topic is unique, and this won't work for me. This started because this is a really common question or concern I get, and another driving force behind people who basically use it as an excuse not to follow through with this system and go and try something else. So I'm just going to give you an example of an email that I got a couple of days ago from another member. Their email said, "This will not work for me because I sell a physical product. You sold your real estate course. I don't know anything about real estate or sell anything physical. I mean, to be able to sell an information course, I sell diamonds." His course was, or his physical good, he bought the course hoping this would help him sell his diamonds. He sells diamond rings. So just off the top of my head, I immediately told him that this absolutely can work to sell your diamond rings, and you would immediately stand out as an authority, literally be an authority in the diamond selling business, because what other business or company, diamond sellers, do you know are doing online webinars to sell their diamond rings? Virtually none. How many diamond selling webinars have you been on? Absolutely none. And you could really just take over the market online. Most people who are selling at diamond stores are doing everything in the store, and they don't really even know anything about marketing. So here was the example I just gave him, just really quickly. I said, say for instance, in this, and I know nothing about the diamond business, so this could have been totally out of the blue or way off. But just an example when you start thinking creatively on how to use this system. I told him, what if you were just targeting, did a small campaign targeting men, just targeting men who are looking to get married? So say, we'll start off, we'll say you had an ad that said, headline, thinking about proposing, three easy steps to guarantee she'll say yes. That was just a headline I just made up. So say his webinar, that was the headline. Thinking about proposing, join me for this live webinar. I'll give you three easy steps, guarantee she says yes. So say you do the first tip, tip one, and you tell them all about the power of your words. You do a whole section on using the right phrasing, what kind of keywords you can set her up in the mood and get her anxious, to kind of hint that it's coming, to have her just basically melting with your words, maybe some tips on poetry and really how to really come up with the nice words to say that, you know, their potential bride would love to hear. And that can be all about step one. Step two can be all about setting the mood. What if he did a whole section on teaching them, you know, how to set the mood right, whether candles are proper, whether it should be indoor, outdoor, making sure the weather, and all these things to help set the mood, because you want this moment to be memorable for forever. So you want to make sure everything is in place, and you want to have it planned out. A proper plan for the day ahead of time really helps seal the moment, make it a storybook moment for you. And then, boom, step three, how to pick the proper ring. You know, at this point, they're loving all the great content you're getting. They have no idea that they're even going to be on a pitch for a ring. So you're still just giving them great content. They're glued to the screen. And you say, how to pick the proper ring, you know, how to pick the right cut. Is it diamond? Is it princess? Does she like gold? Does she like silver? How to find the perfect ring that fits with your woman's mood, or even her personality, and maybe even some different hints on how to find out, what kind of ring she likes without her being on to you, without her knowing you're shopping for a ring. And give them all the tips on how to pick the perfect ring while psychology you're leading up to all the tips that you give them would be leading up to that your rings are the perfect ring. So then at the end, it's an easy transition into the pitch. You know, come on into our store and I will personally handpick the perfect diamonds. We have the best diamonds from all over the world. Blah, blah, blah. Perfect pitch. You get the point. The point is, I'm trying to make is, I do not care what you are selling. I don't care if you're selling an affiliate product. I don't care if you're selling your own product. I don't care if it's an ebook, if it's coaching, if it's bicycles, if it's diamonds, if you're selling kites, if you're selling rock climbing gear. There is not a single thing that you can sell that you would not sell better during a live webinar or any kind of live interaction. So I want to hit that. That's another point I want to make. Some of you are afraid of just doing a live webinar because, again, you think your market doesn't suit with a webinar. Well, you can use this same approach and apply it to one-on-one Skype calls. As I mentioned in maybe one of the other lessons about how I started using Twitter. I started out my coaching business just using Twitter, but it was based on the same principles because it was live interaction. I didn't use any crazy software or any tactics or tricks to try to game Twitter. I would just search Twitter for people who were talking about what I offered, and then I would get them onto Skype and we would continue the conversation, and it was live interaction, and then we would end up talking about how to get coaching from me. But I would already give them great content and help them out just by talking with them and helping them with their problem on Twitter before they eventually asked me for more help. And that is the same principles of this. You giving away great content live. That is the whole principle. Give away great content live and you will eventually make way more sales than hiding behind email or not email or just a sales page or something else that where you can totally try to remove yourself from the equation. So it can be Skype talks. You can, if you have a service business, it can be one-on-one and meeting people in person. You can use these same principles for even cold calling. That's the same thing we're doing with advertising. It's basically like cold calling. You send them the ad first. They say yes or no. They ask for more information. So this could be live email. This can be done with email. I'm not talking about signing up to your autoresponder and then you have a bunch of messages that go out that are totally not personal. I'm saying you get a real person's email address who is on your list if they happen to be on your list, or maybe you sign up, you have an opt-in page that just goes right to your email and you have a quick survey and you respond to them personally. Same theory. You can use this same method, just giving it a personal touch. I want you to understand the core behind the system is not just doing webinars. The core behind the system is using the personal touch of live interaction to outsell more than you would if you didn't. If you're afraid of talking with people, then you're going to have to settle for less profit. That's just the way it is. You can still make it work doing it other ways. All I'm saying is anything that you want to sell, if you were to be live, if you weren't afraid to get in front of your product and be live, you would outsell it. So live interaction, it can be emails back and forth with you actually emailing your prospective client. It can be Skype. I mentioned there's a guy who just does Facebook. He talks to people in groups, gets them in the private messages, and he sells his $5,000 coaching just by chatting with people on Facebook. But he uses this same approach of understanding what they want and making the offer after delivering value. So I just want to take a moment for you to understand this. Again, I have to reiterate this. Your business is no different than anyone else. Whatever idea you have, you can sell it better being during a webinar or doing it live some sort of a way. So I hope you understand this. I hope this makes sense to you. I hope this gets through to the right message. Again, I don't care if it's diamonds or bicycles or cigar shop you have. If you create some sort of a webinar, get people to talk to you live, you will sell more than if you just sent them to a static sales page with copywriting on it, or if you just sent them to a video or anything. It doesn't matter. You put your best copywriter, your best sales message, your best email autoresponder series up against anything. Give me the same amount of people and put them in the room live with me, and I will outsell whatever any other method you're doing, because people love to buy from other people. If everyone wanted to do everything online, then all stores would go out of business. You know, people keep saying that pretty soon the whole world is going to be shopping online, there's going to be no need for stores, and that's just not going to happen. There will always be a need for a store because people like live interaction. You know, picture buying a car. I mean, how many of you want to spend, you know, $20,000 on a new car by just shopping for it online and buying it? No, you want to talk to a salesman. You want to know more about the car. You might do your initial research online, but when you get there, you're going to want to talk to someone, ask questions, have them tell you about it, and let them sell it to you. You want to hear all the good things that are about it. The car will sell itself way better with the salesman standing in front of it than if you just read all the facts and features about it and all the benefits and best copywriting about the car online. That'll get you in the door, but it ain't going to close itself unless you talk to that live person. Even same thing with, you know, a lawnmower salesman. You know, someone, most people aren't just going to buy things just because they heard it's good. They want to talk to somebody. And knowing if they're on the fence, they're really thinking about buying your service or product, and they read your sales page and they're on the fence about it, and you actually got them on the phone, 9 times out of 10, anyone who's close to buying after talking to you personally would become a buyer, just because they know that they're buying from a real person. They understand, they made that connection. They need to make that connection. The whole buying process, whether it's $5 or $5,000, is an emotional experience. People buying something in general is just an experience, and people want to enjoy that. So to get people to spend money, you make the process as enjoyable as possible. And if you have to talk to them personally and put yourself in front of it, maybe break through your comfort zone a little bit and try a webinar or try talking to people, I guarantee if you do that, you will see your income change dramatically. Dramatically. Doing this one thing is putting yourself in front of your products. Any kind of way, whatever that means for you. If webinar is not the case, then don't do webinars. Do find another way to do it. But the point is, get in front of your product, interact with your people live, and watch how your profits explode. Trust me. Give it a try. Have any questions? It's James, Coach Comeback, where this stuff really works. You have my email. If you have any questions, let's talk to your success. Talk soon.